PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It is Friday. We made it. Get your coffee. We're so proud of you guys. Welcome to the show. It is the weekend. 60 for the high today.
Woo!
With sun, and we will see some clouds later on today, but it is Halloween weekend. A lot happening. And the question we're asking is, what is your go-to Halloween candy? Because whatever it is, we have a list that tells you what it says about you.
Yeah. And I can't wait to dive in because I was briefing a little bit to, you know, make sure we had all of our candies intact. And a lot of them are not what you would expect. So let's go back and forth, okay?
Yeah, I just had a couple of Kit Kats upstairs because I'm in bulking season.
Right, right. Loses 16 pounds. He's like, I got to get some back.
It's like, I'm starving.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what are your favorites? Let's go first, second, third.
All right, I'm going to go with Butterfinger.
Butterfinger for your top. That is the leading contender.
Really? All right. Okay.
No, for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what does loving Butterfinger say about you? You're in sales, marketing, or one of the creative departments within your company.
Uh-huh.
I would call this creative.
Who made this list?
I don't know. I just found it on the internet.
Okay, let's just, you know what? Let's just run with it.
You can be a tad hyperactive and always want to be out doing something adventurous. You're the first to try a new restaurant for lunch.
Sure.
Or whatever microbrewery at your local bar.
All of this because you like Butterfingers.
Yes.
Right.
You have no clue what's popular in movies or on TV because you don't watch either of them. That's not true for you. And at work, everyone loves to have you on their team because you're brilliant.
That's true.
And you make everyone laugh.
Oh, this list does make sense.
That is it until you exhaust them and they need a break from you.
All of this, huh? Because I like Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It says a lot about a person.
Yeah, clearly. Yes, of course.
Okay.
All right. What's your go-to?
So my number one, which I know this is kind of shocking, but I love just like a plain Hershey's bar.
That's it?
Love. Obsessed.
Okay, we're going to put you down for just a regular Hershey's bar.
Just a plain old Hershey's.
All right, what does that say about you?
So for me,
very temperamental.
I know.
Terrible driver.
Wait, what? Listen to this. You're the office introvert. No.
Definitely not.
You're not a huge fan of change, but you're loyal to a fault and pretty much everyone's right-hand man or woman, which is true. I don't like change. A huge amount of work you actually get accomplished and you get paid so little. Oh, perfect.
Yes.
But you don't mind because when the company does well, everyone does well.
This could not be so far from the truth. She minds, trust me.
I hear it. Oh my God.
I hear it every single day.
And when you feel a little wild, you can get a Hershey bar with almond. Oh, absolutely not. I'm going to stop reading this.
She's not into nuts.
No, absolutely not a nut girl. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, number two, I'm going to go with Red Hots. Mm-hmm. I love cinnamon.
Red Hot, there wasn't a big description, but for what it's worth, I'll read it anyways. You're spicy inside and out. You're most likely a ginger who loves pain. Some would say a masochist, if that.
I'm a ginger who loves pain.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of those things is true.
You like to keep things spicy in your mouth and in the bedroom. That's... Oh my God, who wrote this list?
This is... Give it to the kids.
Yeah. And you should not eat while doing other things in fear of choking.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay.
I'm no longer going to eat Red Hots. Let's go to your number two.
Okay, my next one makes more sense. Three Musketeers. Obsessed. You're a hero, it says.
Oh my God.
You're super humble and unassuming, so not everyone knows how great you are, obviously. You probably work at a hospital or with animals in some capacity. Absolutely
nope.
False.
She hates them.
In your downtime, you love drinking a glass of red wine.
Hates it.
And loves to read a long book. Absolutely not. In another life, you would have been a Russian literature professor. I can't read, so absolutely not.
Oh, yes, of course.
They had me with the first sentence, for sure, but no. And your last?
Wait, do you have anything? I want to get to some of our listeners. Do you have anything about Twix?
Twix?
Or Twizzlers?
Mm-hmm. Let me get to that.
I got Bill, Gianna, Crystal, Christine weighing in. What's it say about a Twix lover?
Not the Twix lover.
You love sharing a sleeping bag with a friend.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
For Twix, this one may suggest that you have a tend to have an argumentative personality. Of course, not everyone knows about the big debate between the right and the left Twix. Obviously, there's huge commercials about it. Some may not have a preference, but if you do, you are set on that one side and you will go to the end of the earth to drive that point home.
You're stubborn.
There is no agreeing to disagree with you if you're a Twix lover.
Yeah, you're so stubborn. All right, my last one. What did I say my third candy was? I
said grand, 100 grand?
Yes.
Okay.
100 grand.
100 grand. You are wise beyond your years.
Hell yeah.
Well, you might not have been student body present or teacher's pet. No, not at all. You were always the kid in class that the teacher thought was most impressive. Also probably not true. You're not a know-it-all, but you do question things in a very thoughtful way. You most likely live in the Midwest. No. No.
Yes, most likely. On the... Lake Minnetonka, where I eat fresh grapes.
Okay, this person wants to do Reese's. Should we do Reese's super quick?
Yeah, and then we'll get to yours. What's Reese's?
Well, actually, mine is Reese's, but the pumpkin-shaped ones. Okay, Reese's peanut butter cups, pumpkins. You're a free spirit. You march to the beat of whatever instrument you want. This is literally me. You have a strong sense of self and enjoy to be around people who challenge you. You're in the artistic field, or you're a lawyer.
I'm so close.
You've thought about going paleo once or twice, but you decided it wasn't for you. Yeah.
More like 75 hard, but same thing. Go ahead.
That's
it. So close. Listen,
that was my favorite one for me.
I'm going to say mine was totally the Butterfinger. If you do have that neighbor that's handing out boxes of raisins or dental floss or a toothbrush.
They are literally the Debbie Downer of the group.
They're the party pooper.
Or they're a dentist.
They're allergic to sugar. They're not happy.
Mm-hmm. No, they're pissed.
They're pissed. If somebody's handing out peppermints, they're definitely the psychopath. Like little candy corns or peppermint. Oh, God.
You're pissed. You're like, that's why I'm not trick-or-treating this year.
If somebody gives you a battery or just like a fortune cookie with some loose change, you better call the cops.
Literally.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The question we're asking this morning from our lovely listener, Valerie, is do men find women with graying hair attractive?
Ooh.
And I can't speak on behalf of everyone, but... Yeah, we love a silver fox queen on this show, do we not, Breezy?
And a silver fox king as well.
Ladies, did any of you start getting that gray hair early? And did you color it or do you just leave it alone? 585-252-9800. Also, to the guys that listen to the show, do you love a woman with gray hair? I don't mind. Valerie sent us a message. This was a couple days back.
Okay.
And she says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I've been listening to you two clowns.
Oh my God. She's not wrong.
Since you started the show together. So I have a quick question for the listeners and for you guys. I am a newly single woman after 15 years.
Okay.
I'm 45 years old. I'm not quite ready to begin dating as I have a lot of healing and work to do with myself. However, this thought has crossed my mind. Thanks to genetics, my hair has been going gray for about 12 years, and I colored it for many years, but I finally stopped 2 years ago, and I get a lot of compliments from other women that they love my hair, and I like it too. I don't consider myself a vain person, but I'm also nervous that having graying hair is going to turn off a lot of men in the dating world. Am I overthinking this? I could always go back to coloring it. It would cost a pretty penny, since it would have to be done every 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh my God.
And I feel like I'm cute enough and confident in every other way. I'm just worried about this one thing, LOL.
Oh my God. No. No.
I'd say leave it alone, Valerie. And first of all, you already know it's going to be a pain in the ass. Plus, it's going to be expensive to color your gray hair every 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Got to worry about those roots coming in.
So my problem with the, it's not a problem, but my qualm with the gray hair situation is if you're going to go gray, go fully gray.
Go all out.
You know what I mean? I don't like the like half ass, like a couple stripes. You know what I mean? I just don't like that. I think if you're
101 Dalmatians look.
I think if you're going to do it, commit to the bit.
A lot of women I do know love the salt and pepper look on guys. But I've seen some gorgeous, stunning women with beautiful gray hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually had a, she was, I think, like a nurse in a doctor's office, and she had like the most beautiful gray hair. It was like this silver, but it was natural. And I was like, I love your hair. And she was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I stole it from an Arabian horse.
I think that like, confidence, like she said, will shine through in other ways if this is the one insecurity that she has. And she will learn to love it. I feel like...
Well, not only that. Listen, Valerie, for the guys that are into it, they'll like it. For the ones that it's not their thing, then don't worry about it. But if you like it and you enjoy looking at yourself in the mirror every morning, then rock the gray hair.
Rock it.
You're only 45. It's you know, crush it. I wouldn't worry about coloring it. Let's get to some listeners. Who is this? Nina. Sounds like you don't want to start coloring it again, so you shouldn't. You're not going to get a consensus on what men like because they all like different things. Keep your color the way you want to keep it, and you'll attract the men who like the gray. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Absolutely. I think this taking the hair color out of it, showing commitment to something is a bigger issue. Not issue. It's a bigger statement. If you commit to this, then you can commit to a partner. Then you can commit to a job. It all translates.
My buddy started getting grays when he was in his 20s. I was like, would you rather? And I'm like, you're complaining a lot about this. Would you rather be completely bald like some of our friends at your age? Or would you rather just have gray hair? I said, just rock it.
My dad turned white at 20.
What? Mm-hmm. Full white at 20?
His nickname's Whitey.
Genetics, man.
I know. That's crazy.
Lyle says, sup, Valerie. Lyle messaging in, I love a mature woman with gray hair. Take my contact if you want to meet up with a level-headed guy who also has a couple of grays. A couple or a full head? I'm down for dinner if you are. Oh, okay. All right, well, it's got to be at Buffalo Wild Wings, though, in Greece.
For sure.
Or it's got to be in the conference room here at work. Susie and I will be the server documenting the entire date. All right, Lyle, I'll send your info over. I wish I could rock my gray hair, but I can't. If it works with your complexion, go for it. Plus, I'm too insecure. That came in from Jenna. Only 34, and it started coming in a ton after my son was born.
Wow. Okay.
Danielle says, honestly, do what makes you happy.
Right.
Don't worry about what the men say.
To hell with them.
The hell with men.
I agree.
Everybody likes different things. So I say you rock it.
If you like it, that's all that matters.
I say you rock it, Valerie. But to answer your question, yes, there are a lot of men. Got a message from Bill. I love a woman with gray hair. Thank you, Bill. Steve says, this shouldn't be a worry, and if someone is shallow enough to eliminate you because of your gray hair, then they're the ones with the issue to address.
Period.
Or it's just not their thing. It's not that they have an issue. It's just they're not down with that.
Perfect.
When I was 25, I was dating a woman with all gray hair, completely gray.
Oh.
You know, I loved it. She was 92, but that's
different. Still your type.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. 60 degrees for the high today. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Don't forget, download that free Odyssey app. Listen for an hour each day to be automatically entered for your chance at $5,000. It's free money. You might as well, you know, if you're going to listen.
Might as well.
Get that bag. So this morning, I'm thrilled to have a special guest on the phone with us who is going to promote his new film, The Heart of Texas. But this person, I would say, has had a lot to do with a lot of the success, Breezy, that I was able to have my last few years in Los Angeles.
Amazing.
I was lucky enough to work on a number of projects with this particular talent, who's, by the way, he's got a laundry list of credentials, and he's not only an incredible director, producer, writer, but also a terrific friend and mentor, my buddy Gregory Kasnick, joining us live from Los Angeles this morning. Greg, what's up, my man?
Hi, Greg.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, dude. You're live on the air with PXY Morning, so tell us about The Heart of Texas. But first, before we get into all that, how long have we been friends?
You know, I feel like it's been forever. We go way back.
We really do.
Way back.
We go way back. And you got into this business a long time ago. And since getting into it, I mean, you've done so much with so many different people. I mean, Taylor Swift is one of the big names you've worked with. You can go ahead and brag for just a couple of minutes. Just name a couple of people that you've worked with and rubbed shoulders with.
Yeah, I kind of scrapped my way up from, you know, from the bottom. But, you know, I've somebody recently that I worked with that was kind of amazing is Iris Apfel. She's a fashion icon that's worked in designing several White Houses. I've worked with the Pentatonix, which is a acapella group. Of course, I did some work for Taylor's team.
Nice.
I've
awesome.
I've done commercials for, you know, everything from breakfast cereal to BMW. So,
oh my God, Greg!
And I remember Greg and I worked on a black and white film called When You Know You Know, which was a comedy.
Okay.
And I was watching him because I got to play the lead in that. It was phenomenal, but when I wrote the film How to End a Conversation, I remember calling Greg and asking him, I cannot do this film without you. Would you be so kind to direct this?
Sure.
And help me put this film together? And I think that's why it became so successful, too, is because you made me uncomfortable. You pushed me. This guy was go, go, go. I was like, dude, I don't know how I'm going to do this. He's like, you got 2 weeks and then we're filming.
What? Oh my God.
And like, it was great, and you got me out of my comfort zone, dude. But that's what you're good at, too, is making people uncomfortable and allowing them to believe in themselves.
That's amazing.
And
yeah, everyone always says that. They say, Greg, you make me very uncomfortable. And
right. Mm-hmm. You really do. And this new movie that you wrote, produced, and directed, The Heart of Texas, tell us about the film and break it down for us a little bit. This is a 15-minute short film, yes?
Yeah, 15 minutes, and hopefully this one also makes you uncomfortable.
He's like, that's intense. My shtick.
Yeah, it's an intense little 15 minute. It's like a drama thriller. We've been calling it, a Star is Born meets 21 Grams.
Okay.
That's kind of the vibe of the thing. And it's about a singer-songwriter aspiring, sort of, you know, working her way through the grind of being in the food service industry and has this dream of being a big, you know, famous musician and gets this chance to be on a radio competition show. So she's on her way to the station to perform live on the air. And she ends up actually colliding with someone that she works with at this diner, who's an undocumented worker.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he's almost fatally wounded. He's bleeding out. And she is trying to help him, you know, get to the hospital, get some help. Mm-hmm. You know, the cops kind of pull them over and he's just refusing any intervention. He's refusing any help from authorities out of fear of being found out, deported, and losing, you know, his foothold in America, which, you know, he'd worked so hard to get. And so it's an intense little thriller, you know, with a little political undertone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane.
I got a chance to view this and it was absolutely incredible because, you know, I know the team you work with and everybody, the cinematographer, the assistant AD, the lighting, everything was phenomenal in this film. And right now, what's the process with The Heart of Texas? Where, I mean, I'm like, do you see Oscars in the future?
I mean, that's where we're headed. Yeah, we've been doing the film festival circuit. You know, we started at Mammoth Film Festival. We went to Waco Indie, which you and I went to with the How to End a Conversation.
Sure.
Is that where you filmed this? Is Waco?
We did, yeah. We actually ended up winning a screenplay grant. So we put the screenplay into the competition. It ended up winning a small grant. We brought our whole team down to Waco and shot the film in Texas.
Wow.
Which was really cool. And then, yeah, we basically, it's award season is around the corner. We're getting a lot of attention. And, yeah, we're gunning for the Oscar this year.
Oh, the gunning for
the
Oscars.
That would be amazing.
That would be incredible. And you know the ties we have here to film in Rochester, New York with Kodak and whatnot and the George Eastman House. I know I've been trying to get you out here for quite some time, but this would be a phenomenal place to premiere The Heart of Texas as well for people to come and see it.
Absolutely. I mean, the history, yeah, exactly. Everything you just said, I would love to come out there and screen it for anybody.
Yeah. And so one of the things, too, we pride ourselves on, too, Greg, here, is the garbage plate. And I know
yes.
I've been telling you about that for years. It's just a heaping pile of meat.
Garbage. Just straight garbage.
I tried having a conversation with Greg one day about what the garbage plate is, and he was just like, ah.
I think I'm going to throw up now. Thanks.
I'm going to go for a walk.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go for a walk.
You know what? I'm down. That's my favorite part of touring around the U.S. is trying all the, you know, Skyline Chili. In Cincinnati, you know, obviously going to school in Philadelphia, you got to have the cheesesteaks. So of course, I'd have to.
I know. So after the film festival run, are we going to be able to view this? Like, can I pass it around to everybody and post it and whatnot?
Absolutely. I mean, we're still on tour with it right now in film festivals. We're about to head to Mallorca. We're going to play it there. Then we're going to play it in Cannes, France. Then we're going straight to Rome, and then we're going to end that little run in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is great hometown. So.
It was that little run, the international run.
The international run. This kid, every time you post a story on Instagram, Greg, you're on a plane. You're always traveling. He's constantly
on
the go.
Catch me if you can.
Right? He's constantly on the go.
It's a grind. It's a great grind. I mean, I really love it, you know, and I'm really lucky. I have an amazing team. You know, Lauren Knoll, who's the star of the film.
Mm-hmm.
She's been out there kind of promoting it. And Carlos Craviato, who's the plays Jesus, he's been out there as well in Texas and Mexico promoting it. So it's nice to kind of divvy it up, you know.
Yeah, dear friend Lauren absolutely crushed it in that role. Greg, I'm super, super proud of you, man. I just constantly, you know, it was bittersweet to leave Los Angeles and, you know, leave that group of friends behind. But we're rooting for you here on the East Coast. And
well, thank you. Yeah, I'm lucky I got the moose bump. You know, I worked with you with How to End a Conversation. And now we're, you know, heading towards Oscar consideration.
Not so the moose bump.
Yeah, I know.
I hope I experienced that one day.
Yeah, we'll get you out to Rochester as soon as we can, buddy. But congratulations, man. And by the way, because this is such a huge film community, so many people want to get into film.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't want to leave Rochester.
My brother.
Yeah, Breezy's brother is a huge film buff. We get him on the air every year for the Oscars. But what's some of your advice that people want to like step into where you're at today and the things that you're doing? I know you were a producer for a long time with Netflix.
For sure.
What are some of the things that somebody can do?
You know, I'll tell you this. That's a great question. And the answer truly is, anytime that I said, I'm just going to make something for myself, that's been the thing that's moved the needle. Like, yeah, if you make a commercial or a music video and you do these things and they're great and people go, that's wonderful, you know. But it was really when we buckled down and made a short film about something that was, you know, important to us, that
right.
came from a real place. And we just did it to do it. And it was scrappy, but it was real and it was authentic and it was the story we wanted to tell. That's really where your voice comes out. And I will say, you know, after going around all these festivals and seeing all these films, it's really not the production value that sells it. It's really not, you know, the name actors that are in it. It's the idea.
It's a story.
The story.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's shot on an iPhone or if it's shot on a, you know, cinema camera. Doesn't matter. As long as the story's there and it's told authentically with your voice, I would say just pick up a camera, tell your friends you've got 2 weeks and we're filming, and start filming.
There wow. you go. Make them uncomfortable. And I think that's a great answer, Greg, because I would say some of the success that I've had out there is when I finally stopped waiting around for other people and just did it myself.
And like that goes for anything in life. I feel like everyone's so worried about looking cringe or like they're being too much or embarrassed. Like, just do you.
Yeah.
Do you. Yeah. I mean, I lead with kindness and grace. You know, obviously, like if you're asking favors and you're, you know, working crazy hours and people are donating their time and their energy and their talent. You know, you gotta be respectful of that. But if you do that, if you work hard, I would say if you work hard and you're nice and kind, and it's gonna work out for you.
It'll pay off.
Greg,
why don't you go ahead and plug your social media for us?
Absolutely. You can follow me at Gregory JM Kasnick You can follow the film at Heart of Texas Movie on Instagram. You can go to heartoftexasmovie.com. Heartoftexasmovie.com. You can check out our upcoming screenings. You can watch the trailer. You can see news clips and interviews. And, of course, when the film comes out online, it'll be posted there, and you'll be able to check it out and watch it yourself.
And I'll go ahead and post the trailer onto my social, too, at High Moose. Gregory Kesnick, the Heart of Texas, thank you so much, buddy, for coming
on
the show with us.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you.
Best of luck, man. We'll talk soon, and have a great weekend.
Talk soon. Bye.
It's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.